Some people say that I hate women, which is clearly not true. Non-whites, maybe, but women? Seriously? Yeah, I hate women. Non-white women? This is the Drudge Report for the 17th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and if I hear one more gay rumour about me, I may just have to tell my boyfriend to back off. The Cannes Film Festival, where the most pretentious celebrities gather to flaunt their flair. That made no sense, but who said Tumblr poetry needed to be quaint? I mean, whatever. Chopard jewels worth more than $1 million have been stolen at the Cannes Film Festival, the very jewels due to be loaned to stars walking the red carpet. Danny DeVito will now just look like an unemployed midget without his bling to stir his worth. Yet chaos broke out Friday when a noise that sounded like gunshots broke out during a crowded event on Cannes' main thoroughfare. Christoph Waltz and an insignificant to the news story non-Hollywood actor was rushed off stage, and it was later confirmed by witnesses that it was in fact a man with a gun. Maybe it was James Bond trying to reclaim some of his lost fame. Unfortunately, no Hollywood actors were killed in the conundrum, so much for the potential news feature. Bacon is delicious, like the teat of a salty goddess. Savory, but sexy. Maybe I just take a dislike to Muslim culinary culture. You ever tried eating an improvised explosive? It's like snorting pepper, but dying afterwards. A popular pork-focused restaurant in the Upper Height must close its doors Friday, following months of failed negotiations with neighbours over smell and grease disposal concerns. How can anyone take offence to the beauty of squeal and squalor? I mean, I just hear lots of screaming cat noises coming from my local Chinese restaurant, but you don't hear me complaining. Nothing like a bit of kitty to make you want to throw up. At an elementary school, Obama watched a group of youngsters learn to write about their favourite zoo animals and quizzed them on simple arithmetic. When one girl had a hard time coming up with the answer to one question, Obama said in a sympathetic tone that subtraction is tougher than addition. How true, considering that the federal budget deficit is over $1 trillion. It's so hard to just balance the budget, isn't it? But hey, adding trillions of dollars to the national debt is easy, much like getting away with it. I hear your favourite zoo animal is the sloth, because it represents the slow death of the US economy. I'm more of a zebra guy. I don't really fit in anywhere. But hey, Madagascar 3 made millions, I tell ya. Stockton is a place for no one. The crime-riddled city is a joke to the millions who live there. In a dramatic finish to the new mayor's first ever State to the City address, Mayor Silver pulled out armour with a helmet and mace while asking the crowd to go to war for the broken, crime-ridden city, shouting, "Who's willing to fight for Stockton?" The room probably emptied within the blink of an eye. Say, who here's willing to fight for North Korea? You can't tell, but I'm actually dressed up as a malnourished Asian schoolboy. Apparently it's Kim Jong-un's one weakness. I've always wanted to be a shock jock of sorts, teasing the innocently wonky while liberally throwing around the phrase, F you listener. Howard Stern would be proud, which is why in celebration of the show's 10th download in its 8-month history, Mr. Harsh has been discovered the likely buyer behind a $52 million private sale recorded Wednesday for an oceanfront house in Palm Beach. This also marks the highest dollar deal recorded this year in the area. I'm guessing my millions will start pouring in once I release the Julius Reed sex tape, although we're still spending a lot of time in editing. With unnecessary pixelation, you can turn the tiniest of champions into a winner. The city of Philadelphia have shut down a career fair for ex-offenders today after an unprecedented crowd of thousands showed up, resumes in hand. I didn't know a life of welfare could be considered a career, although it seems to be the path most Americans are walking down. With an expectation of 1,000 guests, more than 3,000 people rocked up with pen and child in hand. I mean pen and paper. What kind of a sick bastard would write on a child's face? No decent pedophile would even consider the thought. Well, at least not in between the sex. Today's theme is food, because I haven't eaten yet and I can already feel the acid reflux consume my words. An exotic restaurant in California is offering lion flesh amid obvious controversy. Whatever, mate. The only thing the Reed eats is an insane amount of pussy. Maybe that's why I'm so hungry. Never has there been less nutritional value in paying a homeless girl for sex. The State Department, under Secretary Hillary Clinton, created an arrangement for her longtime aide and confidant, Huma Abedin, to work for private clients as a consultant while serving as a top advisor in her department. However, Abedin did not disclose the arrangement or how much income she earned on her financial report. Dodgy, dodgy, pretty girl. With a face like that, you'd almost be confused with an aesthetic prodigy. Let's just forget the scandal and talk about how hot she is. Nice tits, babe. Do they, come in read? Now you know why I don't have a girlfriend. Humans seldom think about extinction because we're too consumed in our abundance of resources and art, the product of civilization. However, come the 31st and you probably won't be feeling so confident. An asteroid 1.7 miles long is casually making a flyby past our planet. Although there's nothing quite to fear because it will still be 3.6 million miles away from Earth, roughly 15 times the distance between the Moon and Earth. It's the end of the world! Brace yourselves, for God has abandoned our useless souls! I'm predicting a dinosaur comeback. Or maybe half human, half dinosaurs. Imagine watching that porn while tripping on LSD. Rather, who trips on porn while watching LSD? Bill Gates has once again surpassed Carlos Slim as the world's richest man. I wonder how much a flake of his skin would cost. It would probably send me bankrupt. His fortune is estimated to be valued at $72.7 billion, up 16% year to date. But don't worry, my fearless friend. High-definition porn will be the death of you, I promise. Oh, American Idol, how you failed to impress the masses with your cheap hosts and sex appeal mania. Ratings for the American Idol finale have hit an all-time low, garnering a 3.6 rating with 14.3 million viewers, which is down 44% in ratings from season 11's finale and down 33% in viewership. Damn it, capitalism, stop failing us. Bigger, better, stronger. That's what you promised us, you fat whore. Now I need to comfort it with brand new Reed cereal. It's like any other cereal, but with the Julius Reed brand. Just shut up and buy my product. A new study is suggesting that all our gadgets and all the multitasking that comes with it may in fact be making us dumber. Of course, this news story was taken from Fox News, so I apologise for the chain effect in stupidity.
I'm not stupid. I'm just too pretty to be smart.
Yeah, said no one ever. This has been the Drudge Report Report for the 17th of May, 2013. My name is Julius Reed, and while humour is subjective, my lack of popularity is not.
Love me!